Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which different people are talking about millionaires. Look at task one. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H why each speaker thinks millionaires are successful. Now look at task two. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what real or potential problems with millionaires each speaker mentions. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part four. Speaker 1.
I would say millionaires view success in financial terms, not surprisingly. So while they enjoy spending money, paradoxically, they're also extremely careful about their spending. So they'll shop around on the gas bill, and they regard being ripped off as the ultimate humiliation, and no doubt that's all part of their success. Also, I think they leave no stone unturned and follow up every little detail. But the flip side of that is they can be rather suspicious individuals who think everybody's got it in for them, and they can become rather neurotic about this. Another characteristic is their restless energy. Sleep isn't high on their agenda.
Speaker 2.
I've crossed paths with two millionaires in my life, and with both of them, I'd say that they were quite standoffish, distant people, and that even those who worked very closely with them would have said that. The impression I get is that most millionaires are obviously not short of a dollar or two, and could, strictly speaking, spend the next 30 years doing nothing more strenuous than the odd round of golf. But the point is, they don't want to. The office has that fatal attraction for them. I guess that's why they're millionaires. And another thing, millionaires are very strong on meeting targets and expect others to do likewise.
Speaker 3.
Whenever someone mentions millionaires, all I can think of is that awful guy on television. I wouldn't say he's conceited exactly. It's more that he's power mad. I'm sure he'd give orders to his own furniture. I'd tell him to get lost if he was my boss. He's obviously got a great business brain, but he's not intellectual in the least. But I think that's just him. The secret of his success is hard to pin down, but I'd say he has the gift of the gab and can talk anyone into anything. And I'm sure it would be possible to generalise from that. It's not just him among millionaires.
Speaker 4.
Well, I don't think I've ever actually known a millionaire, but I'd say as a tendency that what they have that others don't have is an eye for an opening, and then an ability to exploit that niche, whatever it may be, to the full. I'm not speaking from experience, but I'd imagine they're also the kinds of people who don't suffer fools gladly. They're not exactly models of understanding patience with underlings who can't do something. How would they cope with an employee with a rebellious streak? I'm not sure whether they'd clamp down on it or encourage it.
Speaker 5.
Well, I'm thinking of the self-made man sort of millionaire entrepreneur, and we see these people on TV. And what sets them apart, it seems to me, is they believe each setback or rejection brings them nearer the success they know they'll have. So they have self-belief in abundance, and they know exactly where they're going. And this can go too far, so that it becomes something rather unappealing. I mean, they can come across as rather cocksure and convinced of their own superiority. At least there's a danger of that. Another thing is they can, I think, concentrate on a lot of things at once. They have that kind of brain.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
I would say millionaires view success in financial terms, not surprisingly. So while they enjoy spending money, paradoxically, they're also extremely careful about their spending. So they'll shop around on the gas bill, and they regard being ripped off as the ultimate humiliation, and no doubt that's all part of their success. Also, I think they leave no stone unturned and follow up every little detail. But the flip side of that is they can be rather suspicious individuals who think everybody's got it in for them, and they can become rather neurotic about this. Another characteristic is their restless energy. Sleep isn't high on their agenda.
Speaker 2.
I've crossed paths with two millionaires in my life, and with both of them, I'd say that they were quite standoffish, distant people, and that even those who worked very closely with them would have said that. The impression I get is that most millionaires are obviously not short of a dollar or two, and could, strictly speaking, spend the next 30 years doing nothing more strenuous than the odd round of golf. But the point is, they don't want to. The office has that fatal attraction for them. I guess that's why they're millionaires. And another thing, millionaires are very strong on meeting targets and expect others to do likewise.
Speaker 3.
Whenever someone mentions millionaires, all I can think of is that awful guy on television. I wouldn't say he's conceited exactly. It's more that he's power mad. I'm sure he'd give orders to his own furniture. I'd tell him to get lost if he was my boss. He's obviously got a great business brain, but he's not intellectual in the least. But I think that's just him. The secret of his success is hard to pin down, but I'd say he has the gift of the gab and can talk anyone into anything. And I'm sure it would be possible to generalise from that. It's not just him among millionaires.
Speaker 4.
Well, I don't think I've ever actually known a millionaire, but I'd say as a tendency that what they have that others don't have is an eye for an opening, and then an ability to exploit that niche, whatever it may be, to the full. I'm not speaking from experience, but I'd imagine they're also the kinds of people who don't suffer fools gladly. They're not exactly models of understanding patience with underlings who can't do something. How would they cope with an employee with a rebellious streak? I'm not sure whether they'd clamp down on it or encourage it.
Speaker 5.
Well, I'm thinking of the self-made man sort of millionaire entrepreneur, and we see these people on TV. And what sets them apart, it seems to me, is they believe each setback or rejection brings them nearer the success they know they'll have. So they have self-belief in abundance, and they know exactly where they're going. And this can go too far, so that it becomes something rather unappealing. I mean, they can come across as rather cocksure and convinced of their own superiority. At least there's a danger of that. Another thing is they can, I think, concentrate on a lot of things at once. They have that kind of brain.
That is the end of part four.